Hey, I'll play them. I'll do this show with my pants down. Let's go.
Yeah.
Episode 199.
Welcome to Dork Town, the podcast that shot first. I am Mikey.
Yeah, that's great. That's fine. He's this guy that yells into the microphone. You know what you see? He's already started. He doesn't let you talk. You try to say something and he makes like this annoying noise. And you can't get a fucking word in edgewise. Piece of shit. Fucking pisses me off.
Becky? Becky's here too. Producer Becky.
I hope she punches you in the mouth this episode sometime.
199th time.
You're gonna get punched in the mouth.
199th time, and we're still figuring out how to properly mic up Becky. We have not gotten that down yet.
We'll figure it out. She just doesn't like. She know what it is. I figured it out.
All right. What is it, Bill? You have to do it.
Literally, he took that.
Hey-o! Okay. Yeah. And on to the Fonzie's.
And that sums up the past 11 years of podcasting.
I need another beer.
We are the slowest. We all do. We are the slowest ever recorded podcast to get to 199 episodes.
We probably are.
Yes.
And you know what? We don't care because it's not about winning the race. It's just about
we're getting
through it, maybe.
Yeah. We're the turtles of podcasting. Yeah,
we don't care. We're nihilists. We're nihilists of podcasting.
They're nihilists, don't
we? We're nihilists of pod radio.
Stop trying to make radio work. Trying to make fetch work.
Fetch will never work.
It's not going to work. Give it up.
Fetch will never work.
Fetch.
Stop trying to make radio work.
Fetch ain't going
to
work either.
Fetch is not going to work.
Fetch ain't going to work. Man. Have you guys, I found out something new to me recently. Listening to a podcast called Obsessed on their episode 95th episode.
Oh, yeah. How long
not
did it
their
take
199th. How probably, long did it I take think them probably like 3 months or something.
Really?
And that's how things are nowadays. There's this one dipshit podcaster that like he posts like 5 shows in a day. Like he's just like the John Lee dumbass.
Oh, well, come on.
Does a daily show. He's like, well, I'll just do 4 or 5 posts a day. It's like the worst fucking, God, entrepreneurs and marketers are fuck the podcasting world. Fuck all you motherfuckers.
Yeah, you know, it's not about quantity. It's about quality.
Quality.
And we lack both.
Quality.
And, you know, I don't plan on improving it. I don't ever see us improving it. But what I do see is the rest of the world getting dumber. So all these people are becoming even bigger fucking idiots, which is going to make us look like bigger fucking geniuses. In which case, maybe we can, you know, we'll become big men.
I mean, big two men. Caucuses, people. What the fuck is going on with you? That is just ridiculous. Okay, move on.
Did you just say two cocks?
I mean, two cocks.
All I heard is two cocks in here.
And that's your political update from producer Becky.
Whoa. And Jeb
Bush. Don't antagonize Red Frank because he will call in.
Jeb Bush has left this race. Jeb Bush ain't going to finish the race.
Jeb Bush posted a picture of a gun.
Yeah, he's trying to win constituents.
He stepped out of the race, so, you know, that wasn't a smart move.
He went for the Hail Mary.
He did, and his next post was just his penis.
Yeah, he's like, they'll dig this. Here's the gun.
Next to him. Good job, baby.
Good job.
Hey, you leave Barbara.
She just hasn't moved, and she's got the same fucking look.
Part of the campaign.
Oh, is she?
I am.
Sorry, like a fucking sorry. Ghost, I don't man. Pay attention to the like the fifth or sixth Republican candidate.
That fucking broad looks like a ghost. You know, she looks like she knows.
She's a nice old lady.
She that she bitch knows the deepest though. Fucking secrets of this fucking awful she knows earth. It all. She knows it all. That's why she looks that way. That's why she's right. white as a fucking ghost.
Right.
Look at her fucking face. She's like, holy fuck! What the fuck you guys do? Fuck George Jr. What the fuck you guys do?
Women control the neck.
Jesus Christ.
The neck?
That Greek thing.
You know, they sat there and they're like, I'm George Bush.
Don't go after.
George Bush said, hey, I'm George Bush. I'm going to rule the world. And she said, I'm Barbara Bush. And she opened up her panty. She goes, I'm going to rule you with this little piece of fucking pussy right here. And he was like, oh.
Oh, okay. I want to have sex with my mama. Okay. Okay. I'm what? Having sex with my mama.
Not talking about George Sr.
I know. I'm talking about George Sr. When they were younger. She looked the exact same when he was in his presidency as she does now.
Oh, well, you see, she's a highlight.
This is in a weird area. I don't understand anymore.
I think she might be getting the same infusions that the Queen of England and the Rothschilds are getting to stay alive, to keep this world.
Right?
And they're reptiles.
That's what I'm talking to you about.
They're reptiles, really.
Is it? That's what. Is this a Joe Rogan podcast now?
This is.
They're like suddenly coming up with them in Japan, but they've done it for years.
Reptile UFOs with skills to make bow staffs. They can make bow staffs. They don't know how to use them, but they know they have the skills to make them. And if someone that has a bow staff skill,
yes.
Or to be nearby.
Does anyone watch The 100?
To get the bow staff.
Probably not, because you know.
Right. All right.
Danger could ensue.
Enough.
Level. But there are, like, the whole concept, don't interrupt me.
White as a fucking ghost, this Barbara Bush.
The whole concept is that they, like.
She's got the owl face. Whoo! Holy fuck, who?
The Earth was like completely wiped out.
Jesus, who?
And the people just left, and the satellites were left there, and then
oh, the fucking who?
And then they came back down after 100 years, and then one of them, a bunch of them, are like fighting each other with the grounders or whatnot.
Isn't this better than hearing Mike yell over? Everybody?
Wandered off and found.
Isn't this more pleasant on your ears?
City of Lights, and he and they're like
city robots. Lights.
And they've been living for 100 years and they look perfect and everything's perfect and this little like area is perfect because of the
robots. They got a strip club. Hey, if Adam and Eve were Chinese, we'd all still be living in paradise. You know that?
No, I don't really believe this. I'm making fun of shit.
If Adam and Eve were Chinese, we'd all still be living in the paradise because they wouldn't have eaten the apple, they would have just ate the snake.
Huh?
I yeah.
Get it?
Okay.
I'm in.
Are you a snake?
No.
Oh.
I said if Adam and Eve were Chinese.
I heard.
We would all still be living in the Garden of Eden in paradise.
Because I would have eaten the snake.
That's right. That's what I said. First time, Becky. Why didn't you get it the first time where I didn't have to repeat it?
I apologize,
sir. Well, it's okay because we're hoping that our listeners are going to get stupider and stupider.
No.
And then we can get bigger.
The 100's not really that exciting.
And then we're going to take over the world.
Netflix shows that like, oh, nothing else.
Fuck the First Order. I want to be the I want to be like the Seventh Order.
Then you get like really into the characters, and then you're just kind of like stuck in this soap opera on CW.
I want to be
actually kind of a good concept.
I want to be the Seventh Failed Order. Not the first, the second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth. I want to be the seventh motherfucking failed order.
All right.
I want to be Higo Ken.
You want to be Saddam Hussein hiding in a cave.
No,
I'll
just have go. You know, they really fucked up the Middle East with that.
Oh, they did.
They shouldn't have killed that guy.
I know, that's all complicated. I don't want to get into that right now.
Those guys needed to be there.
I'm just comparing it to something that people would understand. Like, it's gone now.
Good
that far.
God.
Like, it's the last ditch effort.
Yeah.
Can we
shut the fuck up, Mike? You haven't let us say a fucking word this whole time.
No, pinky swear, pinky.
Swear to God, this fucking guy.
Mm-hmm. And fucking talks over us.
Oh yeah, he's gonna. I got this fucking thing I gotta tell you about. That's fucking Mike. Oh, I got this perfect pour. Hey, fucking beer.
This is like your audit. This is your yearly.
You're getting your
audit.
Fucking ass in check right now,
this
motherfucker.
This is the yearly motherfucking
guess what, bitch?
Audit.
This is your fucking audit. Fuck your other podcast, little bitch.
This is your wake-up call, Brody.
Shut the fuck up, Mike. We're not done yet.
What? Just let me know when I can get back to a show.
No, no talking yet.
Instead of random, terrible,
hey, can we finish?
First Excuse year me, can podcaster.
Can I finish?
Fucking bullshit.
Can I finish?
You guys are doing.
Excuse me. Can
Did
I finish?
Just hear what he
can
said
I finish? Excuse me. Can I finish?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm finished.
Okay. Whatever. That's fetch.
That is totally fetch.
This is the kind of shit you hear from podcasters that have been going for a year. Like, we just hang out and talk about shit. Right.
We're a radio show.
We're just talking about shit.
We're fucking
about
radio
about
show,
conspiracy
man.
Conspiracy theory.
We're radio personalities.
What?
Understand?
Stop using radio.
Rick D's. Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman.
Bells.
I love Wolfman Jack.
Howard Stern.
Bells. He was in. Yeah, Howard Stern's the god.
Roscoe and Romero.
We're all here
can't
because
even,
of
like,
Howard Stern.
Deal with the fact that you just said that.
Howard Stern. Howard Stern invented podcasting, even though he didn't invent podcasting.
I know. He and Robin paved the way by looking at boobies. I got it.
No, that's not. Anyway,
that paved the way to their bank account. Is what that paved.
Bitch.
Well, don't hate Becky. I mean, they're going to spend it. Fuck, what are they going to do with it?
I don't hate Howard Stern. Listen, but I don't like being compared
let me tell you
to
something.
A sexist creep.
Let me tell you something. Nobody's if Howard's you? Listening, hey, Howie, because I'm talking up, just Howie? Like you, Howie. And you already know this, buddy. All the money that you fucking made, you're never going to be able to spend it all. You're going to die before you can even spend it all.
That's
I mean, you know it.
Money.
So there you go. It's good
it's
for you, buddy.
Money.
It's all good, man. He did what he did, and he was the best at it, man.
Leave my child. Maybe someday I'll like have enough money to just leave my child a bunch of shit. That'd be awesome.
So anyway,
fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, Mike. Piece of
okay,
shit.
Okay, I'm sorry. You guys have more
so anyway,
cool stuff
Bells.
To talk about.
Yeah. Tell me, Becky. Tell me what's been going on.
Tell me what's been going on. What the fuck is wrong with Mike?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. He's like all, he has too many podcasts.
You think?
Yeah. He's like all into them.
You think? He definitely.
He has his personality. Look at him. He's judgmental looking at us.
I know. He's giving us the look like, oh, you guys aren't doing this professional enough.
Oh, you think you know fucking better?
Oh.
I fucking know better.
He's saying, oh.
Guys, he's giving us the half smile.
Oh, Becky, your voice isn't as deep as Nick's.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm not.
Oh, Bells, your beard isn't as long as Matt's.
It's not.
Oh.
Love you, Nick. I tuned in. Do you work for the Fresno Bee, like Josh?
No, no, fuck, I don't. And I don't know Budokai, okay? I'm not a black belt in fucking shit.
Budokai, okay? Master. You're not Budokai?
All right? I'm
do you
a
know,
black belt
do you know
fucking
about,
nothing.
Do you know about Harrison Ford and James Bond, like Trent?
Do you know that I got a black belt in nothing? Wow. You got a black belt in that?
I have.
You know
I'm sure I do.
You know how long it took me to get that? Fucking forever.
All the years I've been alive.
All the years I've been alive. I'm still training for it.
Training for Jedi.
It's amazing.
All right, can now that for 14 minutes, can we now start the show?
No,
or
fuck you, what the hell?
Yeah, this is this fucking
I mean,
show,
can
bitch.
Can you like transition maybe
yeah,
a little
man.
More politely?
There's no fucking, you don't need notes, bitch. You got us. Too bad you never relied on us, man. You just sat there and would just read off your fucking shit, and you would never let us talk and let us do our thing.
We could be
the
robots.
One greatest thing that we ever did, you never
robots.
Recorded, and it was the greatest fucking show ever.
What was that one?
You fucked up. It was one of the ones you fucked up. Well, hold on. You know. It yeah, was one of those
you're
ones
you have
you
to be
up.
More specific than
it
that.
It was a big one.
It was a big one.
It was the one.
Was it in the pre-100s?
I don't believe so. I believe it was something that was going to be epic after.
It was somewhat recent history.
It was.
Fuck.
I would say within the last
was it wasn't
50
when I
episodes.
Was it when I completely dumped or was it one that just sounded shitty or is it one that we just didn't record and it was awesome?
You know, it could yes, all of the above.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, you fucked it all up.
All right. Cool.
So, thanks, man.
You're welcome. I'm glad now we're here at the 199th one that we can air everything out
pretty
and
fucking
clear
sweet.
And fucking clear the jets. I'm glad. And now Becky and Belle's just trying to high five. It was a really bad high five. Like, Belle's like hit Becky's wrist. And like, yeah, but they just did a nice high five there.
Yeah.
I'm glad Belle's and Becky can bond more.
Yeah. Whatever. We're going to beat the shit out of you in the music break.
I expect this. Well, I apologize for my overbearingness over the past near 11 years and 199 episodes.
Mike's been yelled at many times I've listened to an episode.
I wish you'd have said
he's
that
come home
years
and
ago.
I've just been pissed.
Yeah.
You stupid fucker.
So, yeah. Yeah, podcasting with your wife sometimes is cool, sometimes isn't cool. Just, you know, FYI, if you're thinking about podcasting. This is why, you know. You get your dickness gets exposed. And I don't mean that in the literal way.
He's not like that with me at home, though. You're just like that on the podcast. I think because you get caught up in yourself. And you're like talking. And you're just thinking about the next thing.
You know what, though? Everybody does when you're in a conversation, you don't hear things. And then you listen to the podcast and you're like, oh my, I didn't hear that person say that. Every podcaster, I guarantee every podcaster can say that. When you listen back, you're like, I didn't hear that person say.
I hear everything.
There's already something you guys said to me I didn't hear.
Oh, well, you're an asshole. You don't listen to it.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to edit down our first part. He's going to start this.
Bet you would have heard anything that Nick or Matt said.
And he's going to edit down our whole
bet you would have heard anything Josh said. Oh.
I don't know.
Because you're afraid he fucking Budokai your ass.
Josh is not edited.
Fucking smack you upside the head with a fucking bamboo stick. You crush your skull, dude. That's why you kiss his ass. I don't.
Climb a tree and get a stick.
I don't. I just talk to him. Climb a tree. I just talk to him. I just talk to him because his lady might be next to him. That's all. That's about it, man. So they would say, hey, Hillary.
What?
Hillary.
Respectful.
Oh, I love
that. That was respectful, Mike.
Hillary is awesome.
Fuck yeah, she is.
He's funny too.
Why is it wrong that I say she's awesome?
I didn't say that it was wrong. I'm saying you're being respectful. That's what I'm saying.
Fucking guy.
Cooler than me. I have to say that.
Well, awesome. No, almost as cool as me.
What?
Nobody's cooler than you.
Oh, my God. You're almost that. As cool as me. That's training right there. Did you see that?
Not training. It's just fucking saying it like it is.
Years.
It's because you're not drunk enough yet to say something stupid.
Oh, my mic's out now. You like that. It was out for a second there. You like that, didn't you? Look, it's going out.
Man, the whole show's going to hell.
Noise.
The chair, and that's what I kept.
Oh, you're all fucked up, Mike.
Check.
Becky's having sex with her chair right now. I don't know. Either Becky is riding it or the chair is pumping the shit out of her. I can't tell.
This is
it's eating me.
There
is almost 11 years and I still
something is getting humped.
Sound right.
Oh Lord.
Something just happened and I'm not sure. This is probably one of the greatest episodes ever, or it could be possibly one of the worst.
Who knows? We don't have sponsors to piss off, so we're fine.
We don't have sponsors anymore.
I don't care about
that shit. So have you heard about this thing called slash fiction?
No, but I have heard of the whip and the nene.
All right, well, that's not what this is, but
okay.
What is that, the horse thing?
Again,
I mean, what the fuck is that, people? Where did that come in? Yeah. Why?
Why are you teaching your children to dance
like
this?
Fucking nene. You are dancing around like you're a fucking
horse. Yeah, you're telling your children to dance on like a horse.
That's like a comedy scene.
And make sexual gestures.
People use that in their comedy routines for years, and now it's like a normal dance routine.
This is okay. Do a Superman. You gotta, come on.
Just fucking.
That's a dance?
Well, Mosquito Eater just dropped in.
He picked something up.
He got something. Now he's going to
kill him something. No, he's frustrated because it's on him. He didn't pick it up.
Anyway.
It's caught on him.
I'm going to slap
the
shit out of
it. I'll help you, bro. You're a Mosquito Eater. Come here.
You know what? Never mind that sex fiction thing. We're going to do an or game. We'll do slash fiction another time. It's an evergreen.
You ever slap the shit out of a mosquito eater? You could slap the shit out of these motherfuckers.
We need them.
They're
mosquito disease is going around, bro.
It's like hitting a dog.
Yeah, bro. So they're eating it up. Yeah, but then they're full of it.
And I'm one. That but
the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
But the mosquitoes don't sting
let
you.
Them in my space, but they can like hang
come
out
over and take a
and
shit in your
out.
Food. fucking shit in your mouth while you're sleeping.
Yeah. They lay eggs in your ears while you're sleeping.
That's right.
They crawl in there and they wait
a week. In your nostrils. That's right.
So you don't know what the hell's going on.
They skull fuck you,
and then
you,
they
boy.
Slip in there and you think something's just like a cold.
They inseminate you with death.
They lay eggs in there.
They lay death in you.
Or yeah.
They fuck you to death.
I had a new thing from Taco Bell today. Sorry, I went to Bell today. I apologize. But I did. I was working next door to Taco Bell. They have a quesalupa. It's called the quesalupa.
Quesadilla and a chalupa mix?
Yeah, it's like a chalupa, but it's got this cheesy melt inside the shell.
Like a cheesy gordita crunch?
Yeah, but it's inside. There's not two different shells. There's just one soft shell, and it's inside. Or no, it's kind of like a in between a soft and a hard shell, and the cheese is inside there, and it's all melty cheese. And I had one. It looks kind of gross, but it's actually pretty good. It's called the quesalupa. So I
all that shit's the same, dude.
And there was a.
I mean, no, every single they're totally fucking different, thing on the bro. Menu is the exact same.
They're completely different. And there, I think there was a thing. There was a thing going around.
Now you know how I feel. Now you're like, oh. That's
there's a thing going around showing the original Taco Bell menu, and this was the original menu. Everything was 19 cents. That's right. This is from the 60s.
Frijoles.
Beans, you know, for you white people. Yes. Tostadas. Chili burger.
Chili burger.
Burritos with red sauce. McDonald's. Burritos with a green chili.
Yes.
And tacos.
Hell yeah.
That was the menu.
The burritos Mexican
pizza. All of it was 19 man. Cents.
Hell yeah. The Mexican pizza came out in the 80s. Because I remember 80s?
Seems like a 90s.
No. Because I remember the commercials. And I remember living in Fresno at the time. When I was young, I lived in Fresno in the 80s.
We all 90s. Did.
And I.
The world lived in Fresno in the 80s.
Huh? The entire world. The entire world lived in Fresno?
Yep.
Okay.
It's nice.
So that's why I remember it. That came out then, and I loved it.
And you still do today.
I know. It's such a good thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a Taco Bell or game. Dun, 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 dun. Chalupa or gordita crunch.
Gordita crunch, baby. All
what
the
about
way.
Chalupa?
Fuck your chalupa.
What about chalupa?
A chalupa, gordita I got no crunch. Crunch is, a chalupa is a gordita crunch the without crunch. The shell.
See, I'm not a fan of the soft shell and the hard shell together. Yeah. I don't like it.
I'll do that on my own at home. That way I won't have that soy crap inside. They'll have
it's your
nice
fucking
meat.
Problem, dude.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Problem, man.
Don't like it.
I'm going to make a taco like that because I want
the one style, soft or hard.
And then cheese. And then a hard shell, and then nice meat.
I only eat one thing there now.
And cheese, and lettuce, and tomatoes, and sour cream. And you're
but I'm not going to tell you until after the war game.
Oh, okay.
I only eat one thing at Taco Bell now.
Wait till after the war game to find out what the one thing Bells eats at Taco Bell. Crunchy tacos or soft tacos?
Oh. Crunchy tacos.
Crunchy. Yeah.
I agree with crunchy too, but I like soft tacos though.
Every once in a while, I like soft tacos. Yeah. Like a flour, though.
Change it up.
Not a soft taco.
Well, that's
flour.
What that's, yeah, that's a soft taco.
Not necessarily all the time.
But yeah. Crunchy tacos are classic. Bean burrito or taco salad?
Bean burrito, no onions.
I agree
that's
with
funny.
That.
No fucking onions.
No
onions.
Fucking bean burrito, onions extra are ridiculous. Onions.
I have a rant about onions.
Or taco salad. Disgusting. So I don't know what. Those are what I. You did that because that's like either or what I usually get.
Yeah, dude, you're involved in the show. I think of you for the or games. You and Bells.
Disgusting ass.
Bean
onions.
Burrito, extra onions. It's because the onions taste like water. So give me a little extra so I can actually taste what a bean burrito from Taco Bell used to taste like when I was in high school.
Yeah, back in the 80s. When you or 90s, when you really did shit.
When shit was real.
When shit was real. Double decker tacos or chicken soft taco. You never had a double decker?
No.
Oh my god.
And nor chicken soft taco. I'm just gonna go chicken soft taco because I like the spicy.
Yeah, I think I've had that too.
Yeah, I praise that double decker, bro.
I'm talking about chicken soft taco.
All right. Oh, you never had a double decker?
Fuck you, man. I don't give a fuck what you say.
How about fuck you?
You never had a double decker? Fuck you. How about that, man? Fuck you.
I've been put in my place. Put in my place. Apple empanada or cinnamon twist?
Apple empanada.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever tried that? Apple. Wait, that's the little. Have I ever tried that? That's that little fried little bastard, isn't it?
I have no fucking clue. What the fuck was that?
There was like a strange noise.
Did you hear that? Was that you?
No. Maybe it was bells, and we thought it was a different noise.
Did you yell for a second?
No.
There was a fourth noise.
That was really weird. That was almost creepy. You need to go outside and
check that out.
You need to go out fucking side and check that.
All right, guys. Guys, now go back to your ranting. I'll go check outside now.
Get your knife out, bells.
Get your knife out, bells.
I'm armed.
I think somebody yelled at us. You can't hear, though. Like, you guys are loud as shit. And if I have the doors open, I can hear it. But I close those doors and I don't hear anything. That was weird.
I didn't hear anything.
We both heard it. It was, like, over here. It was something yelling. I thought he did like a sound effect until he looked at me like, what was that?
Things cool.
What was that?
I don't know. We'll listen back to it. Yeah, it was probably that thing.
Maybe.
Can you play it backwards and see if it was satanic?
Yeah. The kid is asleep still.
It's all cool. No one's touching her?
Okay. No.
Yeah, nothing's happening. No more.
Empanadas.
Okay.
Burrito Supreme or 7-layer burrito?
Burrito Supreme.
Yeah, Supreme.
Oh, but 7 layers. There's 7 layers, bro. Shit.
Fuck you.
They layered it. Seven.
I don't care.
Times.
Yeah, you want to know what those layers are? I'm not going to tell you what those 5 layers are, bro.
Really good point.
Wow.
Think about it, man.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. This is coming from Taco Bell, so.
Mexican pizza or Mexican chicken pizza. Quesadilla?
Pizza.
Chicken quesadilla.
No way.
Yeah.
That's sick, dude. That's sick. The only quesadilla that's worth the shit there is their cheese one.
Oh, yeah, that too.
And even sometimes without their little bullshit sauce on there, their nacho cheese
Mexican
sauce.
Oh, that's what my kid with gets.
The chives, though, and then they had that whole like E. coli breakout.
Oh, yeah, chives are gone. Bringing them back, they need to bring the chives. They're just, well, yeah, because they can still charge the same thing and not have to buy chives now. They're like, thank you.
That shit's planned. There's a whole rumor.
Uh-oh, here we go.
There's a whole like conspiracy theory that Chipotle.
Yeah.
Because they're a GMO-free company who has had bioterrorism. And I read an article about how people like have in the CDC have published thoughts about that. So it makes you think if people in the CDC have actually published. It's possible. Unless it's just like a possibility. Like, I would feel bad
if McDonald's weren't the owners of Chipotle, then I would feel bad. But since
they're not anymore.
They're not?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's
that mosquito eater just got in Bell's face right now.
Oh, you want to bat me off? Fuck you.
Oh! Bell's trying to slap it, and it completely got out of the way of Bell's, and then Bell's did a Bell's. Second time and took him out.
Don't hurt it.
No, you gotta kill him off now, Bell's. He just took his knife out. Oh, kill him off, Bells. It's all right. Just take care of him. Put him out of his misery.
Please step on him.
Make sure he's not moving anymore. Bells is now killing the mosquito eater on our futon. The futon 55 for you perfect poor listeners.
Did you slash it? Do you have it on your knife, you sicko? He's all carrying around with his knife.
I did. He fell off.
Oh. So
I slashed your futon.
There. He's fine. He's gone.
This is a sharp motherfucker, man.
Better place now.
Jesus Christ, this is sharp.
Nachos Bel Nachos Bel Grande or Nachos Supreme. Stop saying fucking radio show.
Nacho Supreme.
Nachos Bel Grande.
What the fuck's the difference?
I don't know. Ask Taco Bell.
I don't fucking know, dude. Look it up, man. What the fuck?
There's a difference.
Well, we don't know what I've ordered. I don't know if I've ordered either one of them.
Yeah, you have. You've never had a Nacho Supreme.
Maybe.
Jesus.
Fuck, I don't eat that shit, dude.
I don't like fake cheese, though, so that's like bullshit.
A grilled stuffed burrito or a crunch wrap. Oh, yes. Yes. Finally got bells. Finally got bells that have to make a decision here.
Crunch wrap.
Crunch wrap supreme, baby.
Oh, crunch wrap supreme.
Fuck yeah.
Now, what if that's not on the menu? Will they still make it for you? Have you ever encountered it where they're like, I can't do that, sir? Because that's not an everyday item. Well,
no, yeah, it is.
A Crunchwrap Supreme?
Yeah.
Crunchwrap is.
Crunchwraps. Crunchwrap Supreme. Same shit, man. All they do is put sour cream in
Cheesy
there.
Cheesy Gordita Crunch used to not be.
Cheesy Gordita Crunch is a seasonal.
Now it is, though, I think. No, I think.
But is it actually on the menu, or yeah. can you just say it and they'll just know
they
to
gotta,
make
they
it?
They got a, it's one of the combo menus now.
Oh, okay.
The Gordita Crunch.
Cheesy Gordita Crunch or Beefy Seven-Layer Burrito.
Cheesy Gordita Crunch, baby.
Yeah, I know. That was dumb.
Cheesy Gordita Crunch with extra Baja sauce.
That was my last
chicken,
one.
Baby.
Between for that.
With it was chicken. Already ruined.
Mike, extra Baja sauce. I found out like when I was pregnant, I think, that Cheesy Gordita Crunches came out. Like right around the time. I was like, poor Mike. I think one time you went at like 1 in the morning to get me one.
That's what you do when you're
a
husband.
We ate a lot of Cheesy Gordita Crunches, which explains why I was so big when I was pregnant. But
they're good.
They were good when I was pregnant.
And that's your Taco Bell or game. Dun, 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 dun. For a music break.
There's only one thing I eat there, man, now.
What? Oh, yes. What is your one thing you eat there now?
The only thing I get now is just the crunchy tacos Fresca style.
Fresca style. That's just with the pico de gallo salsa. Huh.
Pretty fucking good.
Does it still have the cheese?
Nope.
It's just the meat and the salsa?
Meat and salsa.
I mean,
I do double packets of, no, there's no lettuce on there. It's just the salsa. And I do double packets of mild salsa in each one. It's delicious. Heaven, buddy. Heaven.
I just ordered no lettuce on everything.
Just get Fresca style, dude.
It's fucking ridiculous lettuce. Why? A music break. I found there's a it's on iTunes. There's an album. It's called Star Wars Headspace, and it's got a variety of artists, and they play just like this kind of DJ kind of. God, shit in the fuck, Mike. And it's a whole album called, and it's a whole album of Star Wars inspired Headspace style music. And there's one called, I actually bought, called Bounty Hunters. It's from Rick Sop. That's what this is. There's a little bit of it on Dorktown. 199 episodes of podcasting. Stop saying radio.
On the radio.
Yeah.
Down. Get that on iTunes, man. If you like it. That was Bounty Hunters off of Star Wars Headspace on iTunes. That was illegal to play, but we played it.
Una chuta solo.
We're drinking what beers?
So all the big companies, if you really want to sue us for that, like for like the 30 people that listen to our show.
There's more than 30.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
At least we are an above average downloaded show. If you know what the average is, then you know we're above that.
Whatever, dude.
Podcast nerds know what the average is.
Blow some more smoke up my ass, man.
The beers we're drinking this episode, Bell's, brought over a delicious growler from House of Pendragon Brewing.
I did. This was
and
a good
from
one.
The Taint District. Mm-hmm. I did. This is a Citra IPA.
Smash Citra.
Smash Citra. Oh my gosh. Very good.
It is very good.
It's amazing aroma. Very good. Becky.
I am drinking Sunny Select Pure.
Well,
water.
At the moment. But you're drinking
it.
If Davy Brown Ale from Figueroa Mountain on the central coast of California.
But now I'm drinking.
Being a brown
Sunny
girl.
Sunny Select Purified Water.
Oh my gosh.
And it's fresh too.
All right.
She's fresh. Fresh.
Well, since this is 199 episodes and Bell's has been like saying like, hey, you know, prove to me that we should stay.
Diamond. Dude, I am so lit right now.
Diamond, he's a perfect poor listener.
It's so fucked up. But here's the one thing.
All right, baby.
Bell said that he issued a challenge, if I can remember that much.
He
said,
Diamond,
that we had to.
Diamond gets drunk calls.
Ask you guys or say that you guys had to. Not you guys, but we had to. Unite and say that yes, you guys need to go past 200 episodes, which I'm totally cool with. Because ever
good.
Since that last episode, Bells was on Perfect Pour, I had to come over here and get my fix of listening to Bells.
So,
you guys better stay around, and you're probably going to get voicemail for the Perfect Pour too.
He didn't. He passed out.
He didn't. Diamond.
Perfect Pour listeners know Diamond. I like when Perfect Pour listeners flock over to Dorktown because they have nothing else to do but go over.
It's not bad.
I'm a Perfect Pour.
Well, let's see what they're drinking over there.
What are they doing over in Dorktown?
What the hell
are
they doing there? Oh my God.
You want me to put my headphones on though?
Damn,
yeah,
Diamond.
That's tough to get Becky. Becky doesn't like having the headphones on during the show.
No, she doesn't. That's she doesn't like things in her face. She doesn't like things on her ears. I don't know, man.
None of those inputs.
I'm surprised she birthed a child. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I did need oxygen because I did have a little panic attack. I'll just share that with everybody. But I pushed a fucking baby out of my vagina. So
yeah.
With
you
it.
Ever push a baby out of your penis, Bells?
No.
Nope. I screamed.
I have pushed my penis into things that I...
A pretty difficult spot. This is a pretty difficult spot. Just do it. It's a difficult spot. Just fucking do it.
I'm just kidding.
No. Yeah, I'm sure you are. Thanks, Diamond. And yeah,
wow,
next
man.
Episode is 200.
That is pretty. You know what?
Does that mean anything?
Yeah, that's kind of touching, actually.
Yeah.
To
Bells.
Me. Wow.
You were on the Perfect Pour, and this guy Diamond's like, I got to go over to Dorktown to see what the fuck this Bells guy is about.
I'm the same, man. I just talk more, I think, on this one. I let the boys do their thing on their show, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to disrespect their show.
Oh, yeah.
I like to show up and just drink your beer and then get the fuck out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
That's it.
Well, you Sometimes did a good job bringing the beer to this episode. So
this one was good. I really enjoyed this one, too. 6.7%.
Good job.
good, fresh, clean Citra.
Citra.
Never go wrong with Citra.
You were doing a thing on Perfect Pour or Indie Beer. We're us with 3BZine Podcast and SD Beer Talk Podcast. We started a thing called Indie Beer, hashtag Indie Beer, just because Big Beer is co-opted craft beer.
Right.
So we started just supporting your independent brewer, especially your local, your good quality independent brewer. That's the first thing you should support when you're going to go out and drink your beer.
Pliny the Elder gets bought out by AbBev, okay?
That's not happening.
Shut up.
All right. I'm going to listen to your scenario.
Pliny the Elder gets bought out by AbBev. Next thing you know, you've got six packs
of
Pliny the Elder sitting.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Sitting at Fig Tree fucking with the pissed off fucking guy. Oh, my motherfuckers just brought me one six pack of Pliny the Elder. For $9.99 a six pack.
Oh my god. All right.
Come on, Mikey. What the fuck are you gonna tell me? You're gonna tell me, oh no, I'm not gonna drink this fucking
I'm not, dude.
Bullshit.
Dude, that's buyout beer. So fucking stupid. That's buyout Pliny.
That is so stupid.
Buyout Pliny.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Did you get in a fight with Lagunitas?
The Lagunitas owner blocked me on Twitter.
Area of the world. That kinda upset me because it's stupid.
But he's sold out. That's not very hippie Marin-ish. He sold for $500 million. He got $500 million.
That's the fucking dream.
What's wrong
that's
with
what
that?
You don't get.
There's what's nothing the wrong with it, but the there's nothing wrong with it, but he doesn't get to be cool anymore.
Why?
He has money. Okay, he doesn't have to care. I have to care. I'm a beer geek.
Why? You need to stop for a second. This dude can sit.
This guy was a beer geek. This guy was a beer geek and made half a fucking billion.
Good, good. But now he's Big Beer.
On the same property as his
house. No, he's not.
And sit at his house all day and smoke pot or chill out or do whatever.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, why are you hating? Why are you hating out on that?
And chill.
I don't hate that. I'm just saying you don't. You're a Big Beer now. So why did you accept that?
Why did you upset him?
Because he did. No. Okay. Here's what you guys don't understand. He blocked.
It's what?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, go on.
Sorry, Bex. I don't like talking over you.
Go on.
He blocked me because that upset him. That's what you guys don't understand. It upsets him that I called him Big Beer.
No, you know what?
That's why he blocked me. No, if it didn't upset him, he wouldn't have blocked me. It upset him that he doesn't like to be called Big Beer. And he fucking is. It doesn't matter how much money he has, it still fucking bothers him that he's called Biggie Beer.
Yeah, Becky's putting you in check right now. That guy's never even seen
It was his Twitter. He says weird shit on there. That's not a fucking publicist.
His publicist is on acid, okay?
Well, that may be true. But I'm saying that thank you for enlightening me, because that says everything. It doesn't matter. He has all the money in the world, and somebody calling him Big Beer upset him so much that he has to block that person.
I wouldn't block you. I'd fly over to your house and just kick you in the balls.
That happened all with the days of him like selling his company, so I'm sure he got a lot more than you.
He did, but I'm just saying. Probably, but I'm one of many people.
I'd hire someone to slap you upside the head with an 8-layer burrito from Taco.
And if not, then that's us.
This is an 8-layer slap.
What the hell?
How many layers of slapping?
I've never even heard of an 8-layer burrito. It was custom made for you.
I made it for you.
This is from Big Beer.
Hey, this is Big Beer. Big Beer says hi.
I wouldn't ruffle feathers.
Slap.
It's worth $500 million.
You're right.
He can kill you.
He's still from beer. He's still not going to be a dick. Unless you're Danner from Boulevard Brewing.
I'm sorry.
Boulevard Brewing needs to fire Jeremy Danner. That's all I have to say.
Shit like that.
You haven't seen this guy online. He is harassed.
You
people.
Tell me Kern River Citra. That's all it you see a bomber of it for $2.99. $2.99 Kern River Citra. $9 a six pack. You're not going to buy it.
Jesus, Bells.
You're not going to buy it, Mike.
You do know how to fucking answer, ask the question.
You're not going
to
buy it.
No.
You're kidding me. Okay. Let's say the only indie beer that's in the fucking 7-Eleven
oh, fuck.
Is something that's like, here you go. It's like a fucking 801. Some bullshit fucking crap. Whatever the
805
fuck.
805. Or...
bullshit. Whatever the fuck it's called. Firestone's not that great. Say that. Or right
now. They're in a buyout brewer. They're owned by a European beer company now.
Oh my god, I can't drink this anymore. Shut the fuck up.
Anyway. Pissed me off, man.
Well, just drink Tioga Sequoia and House of Pendragon and you'll be fine.
You're in the Fresno area. I drink whatever the fuck I want, man.
Whoa, bro. I wish I could live my life like that.
All I know is you kissed us on all these beers, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, no, I can't drink it now.
No, they have millions of dollars. They don't need me anymore. They don't need me anymore. Now I move on to the next smaller guy that needs me.
They didn't need you to begin with. Huh?
Maybe. Maybe. So then why should I stay with them?
And they don't need you talking shit on them, Mike. Okay? They don't need you.
They don't care. I thought they don't care. Brothers. I thought they don't care.
Okay. Maybe I'm a liaison for them.
Huh? You're a fucking spy.
Maybe
you're
I'm
a big bear spy.
Maybe I'm a paterfamilias for them.
You okay? You get a paycheck from Budweiser,
maybe
don't you?
I'm going to be the talker familias for them, okay?
I'm the talker familias. Fonzie A.
I'm going to get Fonzie A out of the House of Pendragon for a really good Citra beer. I threw mine out already. On the better side.
Hey, Bell, I'm here for this Rogue One movie coming out in December. Star Wars Rogue One. I'm hearing Darth Vader is the baddie in the movie. Darth Vader is featured in Rogue One. What do you think of that? James Earl Jones is voicing it. I don't know if Hayden Christensen's going to be in the Darth Vader suit, but Darth Vader will be back in Rogue One.
Really?
Yes.
He's alive in this.
Well, this Rogue One is set before Star Wars. This is the plot is them getting the plans for the Death Star. You know how in Star Wars it's referenced for 2 seconds? Like, many people died getting these plans. That's what this film is about.
Good night and good luck. Becky is out.
No, Becky. Producer Becky. 199. We'll see you in 200, Baxters.
Many ganjas died.
Ganjas. Ganjas. Many ganjas. Much ganja died. Was smoked.
Many ganjas.
Getting these plant Death Star plans.
How many shots have you taken? How many butts have you smoking?
Fonzie A, the Beardy Leroy. I don't know what happened to Beardy's podcast. I'm a little worried.
Did he stop?
They had a husband and wife podcast. Beardy and the Beast, and yeah. They stopped doing it. I don't know what happened. Beardy, what happened? Fonzie,
how long ago?
It's been like 6 months now, I think, or something.
Oh, yeah? Does he still post Twitter?
Yeah, he's still out there. He's still out there. I don't know what's going on, man. Hey, I'm worried about you, Beardy. And Beast. I'm worried about both of them. Fat Unicorn Brewery up in Alberta, Canada. Fonzie A. You can find us on social media at Dorktown, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. DorktownPodcast.com is the blog. What should we do for 200? I don't know. Fonzie A to Reggie. You know, Reggie 559. 3B Zine, Strange Vine.
What up, Reg? What up, dude?
Favorite local band, Strange Vine, other than El Grobag.
Reggie, you're such a pansy, dude. Come on the fucking show.
Oh, he's got to go to bed. He's got to get his beauty sleep.
Oh, does your little pee-pee have to go night-night?
Yeah, he's got to rest he's got to rest his penis. He fucks all day. He's got to rest, bro.
Whatever.
Whatever, bro.
Does your wife know you fuck all day?
Thanks for listening to Dorktown Podcast. Now, Bells is going to kill me now.
What a bitch.
Shit. Dude. I'm going to edit that.
No, you can't.
Damn it, I can't. The music's back there. I can't.
You even edit this shit? It's over, motherfucker. It's fucking over. This dude just called our show another fucking
Becky,
show.
Becky's back. I did not another expect show? Becky to be back.
He just called us a perfect pour, dude.
What?
This goodbye. Guy just Freudian, Freudian
slip. See you in the 200th episode of Dorktown.
Whatever.
Every other awesome
whatever
Tuesday, there's a Dorktown.
Go suck on your perfect poor nipple, you fucking half-fuck motherfucker.
Well, this is a dilemma.